Welcome to 100 Years Ago in Butte, as told through newspapers of the day. A century ago, Butte was home to a wide array of fraternal and other organizations. Chief of the Knights to pay visit to Butte. Butte Council of the Knights of Columbus is expecting with much pleasure the coming visit of James A. Flaherty of Philadelphia, who is their Supreme Knight of the Order. His only stop in Montana will be in Butte, and delegates from all over the state are expected here to take part in the reception. The visit will feature a great meeting of the Knights of Columbus to be held in their grand new hall at Park and Idaho Streets. It is considered one of the most complete, as well as one of the handsomest, Knights of Columbus buildings in the country. Camels of the World Entertain Friends. The first in a series of social evenings was held by the Camels of the World in Eagles Hall last night, and an enjoyable time was had. There was dancing during the evening. Between the dance numbers, there were remarks, singers of songs, recitations, and a patriotic address by Mayor William Maloney. His remarks were frequently interrupted by applause. It is the intention of the Camels of the World to give some form of entertainment once a month, usually on the last Sunday night. Pythians ruled by gods of joy. Last night, to celebrate the 55th anniversary of the founding of the Lodge, the three lodges of the Knights of Pythias in Butte held a patriotic program and dance at the Pythian Castle. Hundreds attended the exercises and joined in the dancing later. Attorney Fred J. Furman, who served in France as YMCA secretary, was the principal speaker. He emphasized the big part that American fraternal organizations had in winning of the great conflict in Europe. Attractive programs and flowers were given to all in attendance. Shriners motor to the Baghdad meeting. A number of Dillon Shriners are in Butte this week to attend a meeting of Baghdad Temple. Most of them made the trip in automobiles. Woodmen of the World and Women of Woodcraft will give a joint benefit. In order that they may help supply returning soldiers with athletic equipment, the local club number 153 of the Woodmen of the World and the Butte Circle Women of Woodcraft have decided to give a joint dance, the proceeds of which will go to this fund. Footballs, baseballs, bats, gloves, and other paraphernalia will be purchased with the money. Thanks for listening to 100 Years Ago in Butte.